Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
79570 is the number, and we're talking about Ricky Pearsall, who the 49ers drafted. What about this? And I was just thinking about this, listening to Bill Belichick. But if it's true that the 49ers are the team that most asks their receivers to block, then don't you need a lot of them? Because they are more they play more physically than other wide receivers in the league, because they're asked to do things that are more physical than other receivers are asked to do. And so because of that, the price they pay might be on the injury front, and that's why they address depth at the wide receiver position, because they do ask their receivers to do more than just catch balls.
Yeah. I'm not saying Jennings blocks well.
That's a great point.
So does Debo, but nah, Stoddy. Yeah, Debo. Something I heard some Jennifer, she doesn't
some
think
people
it's
would say Debo's
happen,
not the greatest blocker.
And you too. I just think something's imminent, man.
Well, yeah, now you're feeling frisky. I'm going to tell people why you're feeling frisky.
What?
I'm going to tell people.
Now, I told you about snitching. But that's not the reason.
My main man, Dan Dibley, comes in here.
D-double.
Today and says, Steiny, I still think they're going to trade one of these guys. And I said, what? You think? And he said, yeah. And he cited the 21 and 22 personnel that they go to.
And the Mike Silver tweet.
Yeah. So Dibs thinks one of them still may be, and most likely it'll be Debo Samuel.
Yeah. And Buffalo, to our caller's point, if he hits that caller, forget his name, call us Monday to take your victory lap.
Buffalo's got the first pick in the second round, 33rd pick. Would the 49ers trade Brandon Ayuk to Buffalo for the 33rd pick?
Or Debo Samuel.
Yes, yeah. Or Debo Samuel. Yeah. I don't know. Benji's in Irvine. What's up, Benji? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, after, you know, the culture shock wore off, it took a moment, but
gotcha.
I keep forgetting. I get excited, the hype, there's no football, so I'm grabbing on anything I can get, and I keep forgetting we're masters of the third and fifth round. Who actually cares about the first round other than the fifth-year extension?
Well, I mean,
it's
their first-round pick in 3 years, so that makes it a little more special, I would think, right? They didn't have a first-round pick because of the Trey Lance.
But you look at the history of the draft, Tom Brady, you know, the diamonds in the rough, you find them today, right?
You know what? I forgot to ask Jennifer Lee Chan about Brock Purdy and his muscles.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting very strong.
Yeah, thickums. And what about when I see you Monday, Steiny, there'll be a new linebacker on the Niners, right? You got to think with what's going on with Greenlaw and his recovery. I mean, that's a big deal.
They'll have more than one offensive lineman.
How many picks did you say they have?
They have nine more left.
Damn. Okay. So you got nine. That's a lot.
Nine more left. Yeah. Let me ask 49er fans a simple question. When the 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall, what did you think it meant if anything, for Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk? Did they bring this guy in to be a third wide receiver as a rookie, learn the system, and then figure out what they're going to do with that position in a year? Or do you look at – I just don't believe they're going to start a rookie wide receiver. I don't. I do not believe that they're going to go into this season starting
a rookie
wide receiver.
Okay, what if Jennings got that assignment, and then was in the slot, and then we saw more three wide? I just think he's going to be a part of this team moving forward, and how fast, if he's smart, Stoney, because I said he was smart, how fast he can pick it up. He's with his old former teammate, and Brandon Ayuk, if this pops off. But this is my takeaway. When I heard that pick, the position, I said, okay, one of the two are gone. I still think that until we find out tonight what pops off. But if not, my bigger takeaway is the Niners looked at themselves in the mirror, Kyle, and said, we have to get more explosive. I can't think of two wide receivers that complement each other that are vastly different than Brandon Ayuk and what he does, the more traditional type of receiver, and then the Swiss Army knife that is Deebo. But damn, Stoney, we forget, it's not just them. They got a hell of a tight end. And his name is George Kittle, but you know what he's doing a lot of the times? He's held back because he's blocking and helping that O-line. And if Jennifer says this draft doesn't have a lot of, like, O-linemen, good O-linemen, then I'm thinking, like, man, how much can they remedy? How much can they fix, you know, that offensive line at guard or center? But, Stoney, today's a big day.
Why?
Buffalo picks first. Oh. And if there's smoke and that's who needs the playmaker – then we could be driving home or wherever we're at, watering hole. I mean, fireworks could be going off.
Listen to what Steve Smith said, former Carolina Panthers receiver, on Pearsall.
Stop calling him Ricky Pearsall and call him what his real name is. Slick Rick is what they call him. Great vision, stands out. He knows exactly where he needs to be. Played with three different quarterbacks with three different styles of play. He's the go-to guy. His ability to adjust will be required in the services in the National Football League.
Hey, he feels like he can hit the ground running, Stoney.
Sounds to me like he's better than Ayuk and Deebo Samuel right now.
I'll give you one.
I'm just saying. Yeah. He speaks very highly of him, Steve Smith. But I don't know. I do think
Jennifer did again, real quick, Stoney, mention his speed. So I believe he's faster than both of them. And I know Deebo gets fast when, you know, once he builds that speed up. Ayuk is not slow, but man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver out of Florida, selected by the San Francisco 49ers. And I guess the question now becomes, are they still considering trading one of their existing receivers? It looks. I think if we're reading tea leaves at 888-957-9570, it appears that Deebo Samuel might be more likely to be moved if they move either of the guys. But could they move Ayuk for the 33rd pick, which is the number one pick in day two of the draft today by the Buffalo Bills?
And maybe that's when you go get your corner or what did Jennifer mention, or your secondary help, whatever they choose to do. But man, I'll say this, Donnie. And it might not be fair, but I can do it because we got till two. Let's just say we've seen Deebo Samuel's last game as a 49er. You got your ROI, your return on investment. Dude gave all of it to you. We saw him on the frozen tundra in the playoff game, do what he did against the Packers. We saw him beat the Cowboys a couple times in the offs. So, I mean, if you think you want to go away from that or that has kind of run its course, we'll see. But I do get excited because I like, if they've added something to Ayuk and Deebo and this kid is all that and some, then Brock Purdy and the Niners, you know, that offense as a whole is going to take it to the next level.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Dan Dibley expecting something may still occur today. I think you think it might.
I came in feeling that way.
Yeah, you did.
You make some good points.
And it's fair that you started to come around. I get it. So you started to come around thinking and Jennifer's way of thinking. But
Michael Silver's the big boy. That's the one that tweets, Donnie.
Dibley's bigger than Silver.
Silver's tapped in. Dibley's here with us every day.
There's nobody that can talk about personnel.
I appreciate that.
There's nobody that can talk about personnel like Dibley.
Oh, I get that. He's him and Lo'Neal.
He just does not think there's room for this guy.
But talking personnel and getting info and rumors is different. Mike Silver's tapped in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And so is...
I know what you're doing. What you're not saying, and I'll tell you what.
I'm just telling you this man's job. He's got relationships.
And I'm just telling you that at 2 o'clock when we do What's Bugging You,
I
think Dibley's going to come down your road for the disrespect.
No, stop.
He learned the football trade from a guy named Lorenzo Neal. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
I'm talking about sources.
He has those.
Oh, all right.
He just doesn't... fake him.
He's not on the beat.
Yeah, he's better than on the beat. He's better than on the beat.
Look at you.
Let's go to Lori in Phoenix, one of our favorites. Hey, Lori, how are you?
She'll tell the truth now.
Lori. Oh, boy.
What about, real quick, about Phoenix, Arizona?
What about
Kyler Murray, healthy?
Kyler Murray.
You got Marvin Harrison.
Right.
Dude, that's scary for the Niners. You better get some secondary help.
You know, it's still the great unknown of any rookie coming into this league.
That dude,
I'm just saying.
Automatic, it looks like.
Kenny is in Concord. What's up, Ken? How you doing, man? Steve Smith Sr., fine, whatever. Hey, Ken, how you doing?
And I think that the pick, it was needed because every time Debo gets hurt, the offense don't click, and we haven't had a guy... Since Jerry Rice, it wasn't a speed, but when you have speed, that puts the fear in the secondaries. And the guys that we had, they weren't polished speed guys. And now when Debo gets hurt or Ayuk gets hurt, that the offense will still click.
That's one way to look at it, a little bit of an insurance policy.
I guess, Donnie, I'm not mad at him, but I don't ever want to waste a first-round pick because one of my studs has an injury history, you know?
Well,
the Geico.
But they didn't waste a pick because the caller thinks he's going to be Jerry Rice or somebody like him. He's very precise.
Yeah, Niners have had some misses at the wide receiver position. Shout out Dante Pettis. Remember him.
Was that Harbaugh?
No, that was...
That was these guys? Was it these guys? Lori's in Phoenix. She's back. Hey, Lori.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
So I just kind of wanted to, give my opinion on this whole thing. I think it's so funny how we get so excited for the draft and then one pick in, everybody's freaking out. I mean, obviously it was a surprise that that's the pick that they went with. But to me, obviously Kyle and John both, Kyle, I'd say more, saw something in this guy that they felt like they couldn't live without. I don't have a problem with that because he's going to be building a roster around players that they want. They're very particular about high character guys. This guy scored like a 98.6 in athleticism, which was probably the top of all the receivers in the draft, but two of the top ones didn't test. But that to me is big. I think to me, part of the thing is that with Ray Ray, I didn't like Ray Ray's reaction after that fumble in the Super Bowl. He seemed to kind of be nilly-willy about it, being like, player's going to play. I'm going to take my shot. He didn't take any responsibility for it. Whereas when CMC fumbled, the guy couldn't sleep for 3 days. So I think it's important that you have every position there, and they do need to address that punt returner. Now, do they need a cornerback more? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe there was a better guy there, but we don't know how any of these guys are going to play out. To me, I'm not going to make a judgment until I actually see the guy take the field and play some football. I want to see how he fits what Shanahan wants to do. He's a player that they held in high regard. So just because he went high and nobody thought he was going to go high doesn't mean he's going to be a Dante Pettis. Just because Dante Pettis was a high pick and he didn't work out, that has nothing to do with how this guy is going to fit in this offense. I like the pick. I like what I'm seeing about him. So I guess we'll just wait and see what happens.
Lori, let me ask you this before you go. If Debo or Ayuk is moved, how would you feel? Would you be sad?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I'd much rather. I can't imagine that they're going to do that unless they know they're at an impasse with Ayuk. I want to see them all stay. I think this is, I mean, you're probably going to have to cut ties with one of them. And I would say Debo's probably going to be the one, but I don't see that happening until after the next offseason.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lori.
Good call.
I'm with you on most of that. Thank you very much for the call. 2018, it was the Dante Pettis was a second round pick, 44th pick. Overall in 2018.
Yeah, 19
which was
is when it went
all second,
bad.
Which was the second draft of Shanahan and John Lynch.
Yeah.
So there you have it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And It's an interesting day. Absolutely interesting day. The 49ers take a wide receiver.
And we both can admit right now, and the listeners,
we'll see.
If they do pull off this trade, Monday we'll both look at each other and say this is a gutsy move by a team that's on the cusp of trying to get back to the Super Bowl and hoist up that Lombardi, Stani. Whatever they, and whoever they allow to take over, whoever would be moved, it would be gutsy. Because now I'm thinking the big three, and I'm throwing the rookie in there, but we got Jennings, obviously, who'll get a crack at it before. But, Stani, I don't see you trying to avenge a Super Bowl loss by sending one of these dudes away in Ayuk or Samuel.
I mean, just to argue against myself on this one, but if it's true that the 49ers, Shanahan and Lynch, don't think those receivers, for whatever reason, got enough separation.
PFF
last
said
year,
they didn't in the Super Bowl.
Then maybe,
I beg to differ, but man.
Well, then maybe they think this guy can come in right away and get more separation. I mean, if that's the case, then is it within the realm of possibility that this guy, Ricky Pearsall, could be better than Ayuk or Debo Samuel? That defies
a lot of logic if one of them is traded, Stani. The answer would be yes to that then.
I'll agree with you. If they trade Brandon Ayuk
now
for the 33rd pick today, and they're going to head into the season with Debo Samuel and Ricky Pearsall, yeah, I would say that's kind of gutsy. What would 49er fans think of that at 888-957-9570? Let's go out to Jamie in San Carlos. Hey, Jamie, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
All right, so I'm kind of on the same boat as you guys about this pick. You know, Ricky T, but I don't know if you guys know Christian Watson, who plays on the Packers, right?
A baller.
His dad's on Twitter, and he's pretty good with NFL picks. I just got off of Twitter with him. He told me that pick, the Niners got a dog, basically a bigger, faster Steve Smith.
A good dog.
Wow. D-A-G, W-G.
A good dog, not
like
a
Draymond.
Bad dog, right? Yeah.
Yes, I have row.
Shout out the Qs.
I mean, hey, man, if they got a bigger, faster Steve Smith, that's a hell of a pick.
Yes. And Steve was loving him. We heard Steve earlier, Stani.
All right. Hey, appreciate it, Jamie in San Carlos.
Damn. I'm just saying, if the Niners feel the way, and obviously they do like Steve does, then if you part ways with a commodity that you think is, you know, baffling to some, but you got this guy you think and you know can do it, why would you pay Ayuk? Or you got to cut bait somewhere.
Well,
and Debo seems like to be the one. Now you got two Arizona State Sun Devils.
I mean, the one thing
as your receivers.
The one thing we haven't talked about is what if he did make a mistake? What if Pearsall wasn't on a lot of first round mock drafts?
Brock Purdy,
but he
Brock
was.
Purdy
no, I'm talking Trey Lance.
Oh.
Maybe they just think he's a wide receiver version of Trey Lance. And what I mean by that is maybe that's how much they covet this guy. Maybe Kyle Shanahan somewhere in his mind thought that even though Trey Lance hadn't gotten a lot of experience, that he knew more than anybody else and was going to be able to turn Trey Lance into a great quarterback.
Right.
That didn't happen. Well, what if the thinking with this kid is the exact same? He thinks he's going to be great. He thinks he might be already somebody who can step in and and be a wide receiver for their team. And there won't be any slippage between Pearsall and the other two receivers. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.